see?
Yeah, I always have a good time being an usher. And Steve Nash returning to the center there was a big, big story.
Sure, yeah.
And he certainly had a fire under him.
Mm-hmm.
Had a bigger fire under his fanny than Mr. Nelson after one of his three burrito lunches. Mr. Nelson is something else with his diet, I tell you.
And Nelly.
He'll eat anything, won't he?
Same thing every day for lunch. He has three burritos and about a gallon of coffee.
Gosh.
And I tell you, I've already replaced 28 chairs he's burned through. Just where he sits at lunch, and then he starts burning holes in those chairs.
Oh, gosh. Well, boy, that's inside information there.
But before the sport game last night, I saw Steven at his locker, in a visiting locker room this time.
Yeah.
And he was having quite a time of it, giggling at all the promotional posters for the benefactor that were posted around.
Oh, really?
He thought that was real funny.
Yeah.
So I was making my pregame rounds. I checked in to make sure that Mr. Nelson was getting his nightly colonoscopy, and that was going well. And so then I headed down the hall, and I see Mr. Cuban in his office.
Oh, yeah.
And he was staring at his framed 8x10 of Nash, and he was crying.
Oh, gosh.
So I go in there, and I say, Mr. Cuban, are you okay? And he kind of turned around with a start. I don't think he was expecting me. And he said, oh, Jesse, I didn't think you were going to be here. And I said, well, I am. And it was then that I noticed the smeared lipstick on his face and the prom dress that he was wearing.
He was not. No, Jesse.
This is Jesse. He's an usher at the AAC with some stories from last night.
Yeah, and then after the game, I was going around congratulating the Suns?
Yeah,
the Phoenix Suns, yes.
Yeah, I was congratulating them in that locker room for their well-fought contest. And Steven comes over and he hugs my neck. He's real nice.
Oh, that was nice.
Yeah.
And I said, Steven, you picked up more grit than a naked woman sitting in sand. And he said, well, I just wanted to win, Jesse.
Win. Yeah.
And I just wanted to stick it to that, how'd he put it, that homo billionaire.
Oh, my gosh.
I didn't even know who he was talking about.
Yeah.
I don't think Steve Nash would talk like that, Jesse.
Yeah, sure enough.
Were there any celebrities down there last night?
Oh, always. We always have celebrities in the house. I'd like to see you fellas down there sometime.
All right, we may make it down
too long.
Yeah.
We had Scott Sims was there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, he's
gotten huge, by the way.
He's not at Channel 8 anymore.
He isn't?
No.
Well, what has he been eating? He is rather large.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Someone needs to call the Dallas Zoo and see if all their gazelles are missing or something. I don't know what he's been eating. I saw Angie Harmon was there.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
I'd love to bend her over a hospital bed.
Jesse,
she is married, sir.
She makes me horny.
Oh, my Jesse. God. She's a married woman.
Hornier than the time when I walked in on Bon Jovi taking a shower.
Oh, my gosh.
Huh. See, who else? We had to kick Crazy Ray out. I had to do that.
Oh, he was there?
Usually we have some of the younger ushers, you know, handle the bouncing duty, but they thought I could handle Crazy Ray, so.
Oh, God.
He was whistling and carrying on something fierce.
Mm-hmm.
So he resisted me kicking him out, so I had to kick his peg leg out from under here.
Oh, Jesse.
Yeah, and then I released the emergency brake on his rascal there and dumped his lifeless body in the Trinity.
Jesse. Lifeless?
Sure enough.
Trinity?
Why did you say something like that?
Sure enough.
You're being a shock jock.
Derek Dampier showed a stink.
He does.
Well, he got hurt last night. That's why he didn't have a big game.
Ooh, his ass has not been tended to in 4 years.
Come
horrible
on.
Horrible smelling. Well, I know you fellas got a show.
Yeah, we got Jerry Jones coming up next. We got to go.
Who's that?
Jerry Jones, the owner of the Cowboys.
Oh. I don't think they play at the center.
No, they don't.
Not the center.
Well, you fellas take care and tell your families I said hello.
All right. Okay, Jerry, thank you.
Jesse.
Sorry.
Thanks, Jesse.
Jesse, you bitch.
Hey. Sorry, man. Cranky old man.